Welcome back to another episode of the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Shawn Michael Crane. We're bringing the fire today, baby. So right now, I want to share with you guys what it's really like to be an entrepreneur, especially in the online space. I want to share with you some things that I've experienced, some things that I've been able to accomplish. Look, if you want to crush it online, you want to put out nice content, pretty content, sexy content. You want to build a brand that people like, that they feel connected to, a brand that people identify with. Like, you got to be a certain type of individual to pull this off. A lot of people want success online, but they're just putting out the same content as everyone else. They don't really think like deeper on these things that they're teaching. They don't really have depth to them. They don't put out content that resonates with people. Like, it's such surface level bullshit, right? And that's why most people online, they're putting out tons of content. They're doing all this stuff, but they're not really getting results on the back end. They're not growing their business. They're not acquiring new clients. They're not making money. They're not really making an impact. They're just blending in, right? And so, I mean, man, I just want to share with you some stuff that I experienced the last couple of years that have helped me grow personally and professionally, and really my approach to the online space. I remember about 2 years ago, at this time, I was just so focused on being fit, mentally disciplined. I was crushing it on a personal level. I was being the best dad, the best husband, most, you know, fit I've ever been in my life. I was running 50, 60 miles a week, training for ultra marathons and whatnot, and I was lifting every day. I was in peak performance, right? And so every morning I would get up and I would run in the dark and I would run 5 to 10 miles and I would be crushing it. You know, I'm 195 pounds running 7:30 minute per mile pace. And I was on fire, man. And every day in the midst of my run, I'd share a video, a motivational video, something that would just come to me in the midst of that run. This was my process, right? Every day I'd get up and I'd attack life. Like, I couldn't just roll out of bed and spit some fire into my phone. I had to earn it, right? I had to create it first and then share it with the world. And so my process was every day, despite how I felt, whether I was tired, whether I was fatigued, injured, whatever, I'd get up and I'd get out of bed and I'd go crush a run. And I would share these videos online on Facebook, on Instagram, but mainly Facebook. And I noticed that people were just starting to watch them every morning, either a reel or on my story. And I started seeing certain people watching my reels, certain business owners, certain people who were successful, certain people I'd seen online crushing it. And I knew right then and there, that fucking guy wants what I have right now. That guy wants this feeling. The way I felt was invaluable, right? I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how many cars you have. I don't care what you have as far as materialistic things go. What I had cultivated inside of me and tapped into, everybody wants. It's purpose. It's drive, right? It's gratitude. It's inner peace. It's fire. We all want to go into life feeling that way. So many people don't feel that way. They get out of bed and they're just not alive. They're not clicking. They're not all in. They're not laser focused. I figured out a way to cultivate that within myself. And so I started sharing how I did that. I started showing people how I was doing that. And it was attractive to them. They were drawn to it. And so that's when I landed one of my first big clients. And he was a well-known business owner, super successful online. He and I worked together that whole year, and I ended up speaking at one of his events. So in the midst of that relationship, I started having all these business owners, all these other successful men seeing my content, seeing how I live, hearing about my story, hearing me on podcasts, reading my book, all this stuff, and I started building the Unstoppable Coaching Program. That's when I founded Unstoppable 365 MFR, and we started attacking it with a vengeance because I realized there were so many guys who were at such a low point in life. Like, guys who you thought had it all put together, guys who had the money, guys who were online, guys who had the businesses, but inside they were broken. And they didn't want to show anybody because they didn't want to appear weak, right? And so what I started doing is coaching these guys and helping these guys to transform their mindset, to get fit, and to really revive themselves on a spiritual level. Because if you're not alive on the spiritual level, you can't appreciate and really feel anything the way you want to. And so in the midst of those relationships, right, I was able to create some opportunities. And let me tell you this, man. If you're an entrepreneur and you want to create success online, you make the fucking opportunity. Too many of you are sitting around waiting for things to fall in your lap. You have to create the opportunity. It's the way you live every single day. It's the content you put out, the way you build relationships. It's the person that you show the world you are. That's either going to attract opportunities or it's going to repel them. And the X factor is you and how you're living. Who are you really? You can't fake it. Are you doing the work? Are you getting up early? Are you putting in the extra hours? Are you sacrificing things? Are you really all in? Or are you a phony? Like, it's going to be reflected in your results. Know that. If you're all in, you're going to have the results. If you're not all in, you're not going to have the results. It's that straightforward. And so I remember in the midst of that relationship, I had the opportunity to meet Lance Bachman. Lance is an OG. Look him up. He's crushed it. I mean, in business, there's not many people that compare to Lance. And he's an awesome guy, great father. I love Lance. We've built a relationship. But I remember the first time we talked on FaceTime. And he goes, yeah, man, like, you know, if you want to connect sometime, come out to my place and you can come stay with me for the night. We'll work out. We'll talk life and business. You know, and he tested me. This is what he did. He said, why don't you come out this weekend? I'm in California. Lance is in Philadelphia. He goes, yeah, why don't you come out this weekend? He was testing me to see how bad I wanted success, at what lengths I was willing to go to build relationships and show people what I'm about. I said, all right, Lance, I'll see you on Saturday morning. So I got a flight. This was like Wednesday. I got a flight for Friday, red-eyed to see Lance. Spent the day with him working out, doing the sauna. I gave him my book. He gave me his book. We built a relationship. I met his kids. And that was the beginning of our relationship. It was a 24-hour thing. I didn't go there expecting anything. I didn't leave with anything. Nothing as far as monetary value. Lance didn't sign up with me. And, you know, there was no transaction. We were both of the same mind, right? We were building a relationship. We were checking each other out to see if we'd want to do business one day or if we were on the same wavelength, right? He's a family man. He's driven like a motherfucker. And he's an honest guy who lives in integrity. That's the type of people that I want to be around. So fast forward 6-8 months of building that relationship. Lance calls me out at the beginning of this year, 2024, to go spend time with him, work out, speak at his company headquarters, train, mindset, you know, just get him on fire. He just wanted a jump start to 2024, and I was the guy that he thought of. He called me up. He said, Sean, I want you out here. I want to just get a mental reset. I want to crush some workouts. I got to get laser focused for this year. You know, he had some personal stuff going on, and he had faced some adversity. And I was the guy that he thought of when he knew that he needed someone to lean on, right? Because I continued to check in with Lance. I continued to show up day in and day out on social media. He and I saw each other at different speaking engagements. I built that relationship over a 6-8 month period. Never with the intention of like, oh, I need money. Oh, I want to close this guy. It was like showing that you really care. Like, here's the thing. If you're in sales, if you're a coach, if you're an entrepreneur, show people that you really care about them and they'll do business with you for the rest of your life. If you become a transactional character and they think you're just chasing their money and trying to close them, they're going to fucking block you, right? Because you're phony and you're fake and you're just in it for the money. Too many people are in it for the money and you stand out like a sore thumb. If you want to stand out for all the right reasons, be authentic, be real, show up and show people what the ultimate life looks like. Be the example and watch how they gravitate towards you. And this is how things work, right? So going out to spend that time with Lance and work with him at the beginning of the year, somebody saw us together on social media who is a very successful business owner. He's grown his business, sold it for a large sum of money, and he literally hit me up on Facebook. He said, hey, I saw you're out here with Lance. I'm looking for a one-on-one coach. You're the guy for me. And we jumped on a Zoom, and 45 minutes later, he wired me $50,000 to work with him for the year, to come speak at his company headquarters and to work with some of his employees. This is just the beginning stages of a very lengthy relationship where everybody's gonna win, right? I'm gonna be able to build relationships with that individual and all his employees. He's gonna get to a healthy point in his life where he's thriving and he's crushing it in all areas because he was crushing it in business, but not on a personal level, not with his health, right? And so this is how you make shit happen. If I hadn't shown up years ago on my phone in the dark running, spitting fire into my phone, I wouldn't have got to that point. If I hadn't worked with that first initial client and got seen and got exposure and got on a stage and crushed it and served, right, with a big heart and motivated the audience, I wouldn't have got recognition. Had I not built that relationship with Lance and gone out to Philadelphia 2 times, right, I wouldn't have been seen by this individual who now hired me and was able to wire me that money in 24 hours. When you do the right thing, when you're living out your purpose and you have a heart to serve and you're pouring into your audience, you're really trying to change lives, not just change, but save lives, right? Because a life lived that's not really purpose-driven is a life wasted. I'm not here to change lives. I'm here to save lives. Because when you get to your deathbed, if you have those regrets that just eat you alive, you're going to go to fucking hell. You're going to be in a living hell. You're going to wish that you had, you know, a gun to blow your brains out because you're going to see all the things you could have done, the person you could have been, the way that you could have lived. It's all going to flash before your eyes. And in that moment, there's no do-overs. You're not going backwards. You're going to the grave with those thoughts and those feelings. So that's what I do every day. And that's why I've been able to build what I've built to this point. And look, we're just getting started. Wait till you see what we bring forth in 2024. Wait till you see the impact, the growth. Watch what happens with Unstoppable. I'm telling you, this is going to be the number one personal development, health and wellness program in the world by far. I'm calling my shot. I've called it every step of the way to this point. Watch what we do, baby. We're only going to the top. Let's go.